I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's been in a state of emergency since a failed coup attempt last July. Thousands of people have been detained on politically related charges, including Christian minorities. Caught up in the crackdown, Andrew Brunson, an American pastor serving in Turkey for over 20 years. Brunson's been behind bars since October, but his case hasn't been forgotten. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We're waiting to hear what will happen. Will there be a trial? We know that his case was reportedly raised by President Trump, also by Vice President Pence. So there is hope that perhaps there will be some movement on his case because of those conversations that happened in Washington.
Would you continue to pray for Brunson's release and ultimately that Christ's name would be made known as a result? And David Shibley of Global Advance says for churches in India, many church locations are in jeopardy now.
There is a move afoot to prohibit churches from meeting in school properties, including Christian school properties. This would literally make thousands of churches in India homeless.
That's just one of the reasons Global Advance is coming alongside indigenous pastors with training and support.
Many of them come to our conferences very discouraged and leave, as we like to say, with a vision in their hearts and with tools in their hands.
One of the things the pastors especially appreciate is the support of other believers, and Global Advance wants to continue that. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.